with the approach of doing sort of a fairy tale. It's kind of like what we were talking about. So this is kind of necessarily kind of like oral tradition type thing,
okay.
Like Homeric, if you like. So I'll give it a go. We'll see what happens. So I start off with, I'm not sure if it's a guy or a girl yet. I never have a good idea. I always call my characters goys or girls. So let's just say this is a goy this time. All right, so there's this goy. She lives in Manhattan. And she kind of doesn't really have, actually, instead of saying it, I'll just show it to you. She doesn't call people back. So, you know, like, so she's walking around the street going to shopping mall. Let's go to CVS or something. Let's go to CVS. And so she doesn't call people back, and then, like, you know, one of her best friends calls her, and she just, like, you know, shuts off the phone. And then, actually, like, coming out of the drugstore, she actually sees someone she knew. And he's like, oh, hey, I saw you in class the other day. We should go grab some coffee or whatever, right? And she's like, oh, I'm kind of busy on Saturday, blah, 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 right? Okay, so she's walking around, and she's having kind of like, you know, all these things she has to do, and she really wants to get home because she's got all these, like, exams that she's got to take. And she's also kind of bored, like, that's like, because the exam is, like, a little bit farther away, like, next week or whatever, so she's kind of like just, oh, what am I going to do, right? And so she's walking along, and then all of a sudden she sees this kind of this peddler with this huge kind of multicolored like wheel thing on a cart. Okay, you know, one of those like crazy like ice cream shop type things, right? So it's like this crazy like multicolored thing, like huge, right? So like in the streets of Manhattan somewhere, you know, let's say, you know, maybe like south of Harlem somewhere. So she sees this peddler, and the peddler's got this huge, you know, array of these like toys that she has, right? That he has. And so you know, as she's kind of walking towards the peddler kind of like tells her about like, oh, you should get one of my toys. It's the greatest toys ever because it'll grant whatever wish you desire. It'll transform itself into whatever you want it to be. Like what you imagine it to be and what you need, it's going to become that. Right? And she's kind of like skeptical, you know, because she looks at the toys. They're like kind of with these little dining sets. And then, you know, the peddler's like, oh, yeah, you like food, don't want, you know, just take the dining set. So you get the best foods when you go home, right? You get these like medical kits and little, you know, toy, you know, all kinds of different themed toys, right? And so, first, you know, there's like next to the peddler, there's also this little boy, you know, basically. This little boy is like kind of selling stuff for the peddler, and then she starts talking to this little boy, and then the little boy starts telling her a story about how, oh, like, you know, he used to have this like pneumonia or this like terrible disease. We can maybe call it even cancer. Let's just say cancer, right? And then like, you know, one day he went into this peddler in the street, and then the peddler gave him this stuffed lion, you know, for like for the courage to fight this disease. And now he's like become, you know, he's healthy. He's become like able to like, you know, do things. So that's why he's trying to help this peddler to sell these toys, right? And then after that, like, she keeps looking, and then later on another kid comes, right? And then this kid is like, you know, kind of his family is dragging him along. He's like, I don't want to be there, blah, 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 right? And then, so he starts talking to the peddler. And the peddler is like, oh, what do you want? Whatever you desire, you know, I have something for you, right? And so the kid's like, oh, I want to just get out of this place. I want some adventure. I want some excitement, you know, blah, 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 blah. I want to, like, you know, leave my family and do something cool, you know? And then, so the kid convinces his family to buy him this, like, little bird, you know, like this kind of like the stuffed bird animal type thing. I haven't figured out exactly what yet, you know, something like that maybe, right? And so he takes the bird, and he kind of looks into it, and he's like, oh, dude, you know what? There's, like, actually, there's, like, a It's like a train ticket in there, right? Like I can actually like go somewhere. And the family like starts like kind of wandering around, and then the boy kind of just sneaks off. It's like, you know, the family's like kind of like looking into like the candy store next door, and then like he starts, you know, sneaking around, right? He just sneaked out, right? So that's what the goy sees, right? The goy's like the main character, you know, just like, oh, you know, I think I can get my, you know, I think I'm gonna give this a try, right? I wanna get something out of it. Okay, so what happens now is that this, so amidst all this commotion, because you know the peddler starts having this like a group of people like gathered around because it's so cool, right? There's all these like toys that like do all these wondrous things, right? And this is fire, but in the meantime, it's New York City, right? So that's why it's New York City. This like, you know, you hear kind of like this big like alarm, you know, this big fire truck comes by because there's like this huge fire like around the area somewhere, right? And then among all this, so before this happened, sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm sorry, that's why it's oral, you know, it's not a novel. Okay, so before this happened, so the peddler kind of like shows him all these toys, right? And then the girl's like, oh, but you know, I don't think this is like anything that I would actually want, you know, blah, 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 right? So finally the peddler's like, oh, but what about this? Like he shows her like this black box. Well, this one is a special toy, because it will grant whatever wish you want. It could be whatever. It doesn't have to be, you know, like the courage, you know, whatever, the adventure, etc. That thing. It doesn't have to be anything. It could be anything, whatever you want, right? And so he puts it there, and she's like, oh, I can't afford that. It's like, you know, $56 or something like that, right? Okay, so after that, the fire truck, this big commotion, some fire comes in, and, you know, kind of like the peddler's going, oh, crazy, what's going on? Everybody's like up in arms. And then, you know, this black box is being left there, right, on a cart, and the goy, you know, the heroine is like, yeah, maybe I just take this, right, amidst all this commotion. So she takes the box, she starts running home, right. So on the way back, you know, some other friend of her calls is like, oh, you know, maybe we should go do something. And she's like, whatever, I don't feel like it. And so she never paid for the toy. So finally she comes back. And she's sitting alone in her little, you know, I guess, apartment or whatever. I'm not fleshing this out very well, but you know, she has a family, all that stuff. And it's in the dark, and she puts the box there, and she's kind of praying a little bit. She's like, you know what she wants? She wants some love, and she wants some admiration, and she wants some companionship, right? And so, and she takes the box, and she opens the box, and the only thing she finds there is a skull, which is
a skull.
Yeah, and that's all she finds, the skull in the box. Mm-hmm.